Thank you so much for joining us right here at Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, in Russia, the chairman of the State Duma's International Affairs Committee says that Israel's position on a nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 is unrealistic. Alexei Pushkov says that Iran cannot deny its nuclear rights and that all countries involved in drafting the deal share the same opinion. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin hailed the deal between Iran and the permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany, which was clinched in Geneva following intensive talks. Now, Putin called the deal a breakthrough on a decade-long nuclear standoff. He stressed that it is the first step in a long and difficult path and a step forward toward a permanent solution to the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. A historic mistake. Well, that's what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls the nuclear deal signed by Iran and the permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany.
What was concluded in Geneva last night is not a historic agreement. It's a historic mistake. So Israel is not bound by this agreement. We cannot and will not allow a regime that calls for the destruction of Israel to obtain the means to achieve this goal. We will not allow Iran to have a nuclear weapons capability.
Well, other top Israeli officials have also voiced anger at the agreement. Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman has called the deal Tehran's greatest diplomatic victory, as the country has gained recognition for its right to enriching uranium. Israel's economy minister Naftali Bennett has also said that Tel Aviv is not bound by the agreement. Now, in the past few weeks, Israeli authorities have been attempting to block any conclusion of any deal with Iran. Well, right here in Tehran, we're joined by investment banker, Mr. Ruzbeh Aliabadi. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, Mr. Aliabadi, tell me about this deal. Is it a win-win deal? Because we're hearing positive perspectives coming out of the various capitals around the world. Of course, in Geneva, we heard John Kerry speaking well of it. Also, of course, Mr. Mohammad Javad Zarif and Lady Catherine Ashton. Your perspective, is it a win-win, both for the P5+1 and Iran, or not?
I think it's a win-win. I think it's a first modest step. What took place on the early hours of November 24th in Geneva was indeed extraordinary, and I think it well deserves the word historic, and historic not a mistake, but historic opportunity for the world to make the region more stabilized. So indeed, it was a positive step. It was a modest step, and it was an Iran deal indeed. And I think everyone came out of Geneva happy with the initial outcome, and we have to see what's going to proceed in the next 6 months.
Well, Mr. Aliabadi, what do you make of these negative comments now coming out of Tel Aviv?
Well, I think this is just the beginning of it. We'll see more negative comments and we'll see more negative reactions. And frankly, these are coming from mainly Israel and, I would argue, a neighboring country in the Middle East. And potentially what they're looking at Iran taking away market share down the road. They're looking at Iran reintegrating into the global economy there, or potentially reintegrating into the global economy. And what they're also looking at, they're seeing a historic opportunity for Iran to take its right place in the region. And this is indeed becoming a geopolitical earthquake for Israel, as well as the Middle Eastern neighbors, as well as this is becoming a political and geoeconomic earthquake for some of these critics.
Well, you are an investment banker. Let's look at the economic consequences from this deal. Impact economically, you think that it could have for Iran and others that have been involved in the signing of this deal?
What's taking place right now, I think it's important for the audience to know that what we're having is we're seeing limited removal of sanctions, or what I would argue we're seeing limited, we're seeing temporary, and we're seeing reversible, as the White House called it earlier on the 24th of November, of relief of sanctions. But the most important part of this is the fact that we are seeing opening up of negotiation, and Iran has crossed the line. cross that, if you will, the red line to negotiate with the West, to talk to the West, to stabilize the environment. We're seeing about $7 billion of sanctioned reliefs. And it's important to know that's a very modest amount. What's more important is the prospect and the expectation that has been set in place by the private sector, by the global economy, by the financial markets. If you look at Tehran Stock Exchange today, it had a huge, huge gain. We're looking at about 1.46% rate of return for just one day. If you look at the energy bourse, if you look at future prices in Chicago Commodity Exchange, or we're looking at future prices in the New York financial system, what we are seeing is the rest of the world, the global economy is encouraging, is optimistic, is looking forward to have a right mechanism in place in the next 6 months to be able to have Iran rejoin or join the global economy and financial markets once again.
Well, you talked about Iran rejoining, as what you call it, the global financial markets. And going back to my previous question, talking about Israel and the role that they are trying to play. And as I said, they are not happy with the situation. Do you see them and others? For example, Saudi Arabia has been very silent about this deal also. Do you see these type of entities actually trying to play a role in spoiling this agreement?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Undoubtedly, this is going to take place. So it's important for the six world powers and Iran to know that this is just the beginning, and it's going to be a tough road, and there are going to be a tremendous amount of milestones. But at the end of the day, the win-win situation is for Iran, for the world power, but for the broader global community and for stability of the world. And I think if we're looking at it a little bit more long-term, rather than having being short-sighted and looking at short-sighted political gains, some of the critics like Israel and some of Arab countries are looking at, I think we're seeing Iran is playing a constructive role, can play a tremendous role in the global economy, and I think we're on the right path to get there.
And your long-term prognosis of this deal?
Well, it's very difficult to talk about it. I mean, we are sitting less than 24 hours from just the initial draft. What I think it's important, I think it's important that we have another Mohammad Javad Zarif on the economic front that's going and engaging, not just on the nuclear diplomacy, which Mohammad Javad Zarif and the nuclear team have done a tremendous job, but we are engaging into economic diplomacy with the rest of the world. Going out there and saying to the international partners, listen, folks, we are in the 6 months, if you will, a nuclear deal time frame, but Iran is open for business. Iran is ready to become international partners with various partners that are looking at Iran as viable, accountable, dependable partner on international platform and financial markets.
Mr. Rouzbeh Ali Abadi, investment banker right here in Tehran. Thank you so much for being with us.